Proclamation number 3354, dated the December 3rd, 1944. Mental influence by beings of light. As soon as a bearer of light in the beyond, an enlightened being, has managed to be heard by a person, it will always stay close to him in order to influence his every thought, thus in order to instruct him constantly. Yet the human beings will is always decisive as to whether the light being's endeavors are successful. For although the being is powerful and would be able to take complete possession of the person's thoughts, his freedom of will is not restricted, hence the information is never conveyed to him against his will. Consequently, the light being's teaching activity requires extreme patience. Time and time again they have to direct a person's thoughts to a specific subject which they are ready to explain, and they may not become impatient when these thoughts digress. Their love for people has to be considerable in order to repeatedly muster understanding for their failings and not stop trying to arouse people's interest in spiritual knowledge. For this reason, a person in intimate contact with the beings of light will also have a different mentality. Despite the fact that he is not yet being instructed in an obvious manner, he will spend much thought on spiritual subjects, and this contemplation will satisfy him since it will result in an agreeable answer. And then the beings of light will be able to move into action. They are always able to enter a person's train of thoughts, they are able to transfer their thoughts to people. Yet it depends on the individual's receptiveness as to whether their effort and patience are successful, for the more willing he is, the more attentively he listens within, that is, he takes notice of his thoughts, he will not discard them instantly but think them through, and only then can they become effective. Thus move him into action, to do what he was mentally advised to do. If the human being has paid attention to these transmissions, then the desire will also arise in him to tell his fellow human beings what he has heard, what he has spiritually received, for whatever moves him will also urge him to pass it on. And this in turn prepares his fellow human beings for the light being's work on them. For as soon as another person listens to what he is told, he also starts to think about it, and the being of light will again be able to intervene and provide food for thought in the form of mental questions and explanations. All people are entrusted to such beings of light, all people are surrounded by them, and they pay attention to every thought. And as soon as the thoughts turn to spiritual matters, hence to things which are unrelated to earthly life, which do not concern the body but the human soul, the beings of light try to direct the thoughts onto the right track, by mentally whispering the correct information, the answer to questions raised, so that they, having arisen in themselves, will be considered and, with goodwill, also be assessed. For the thought only becomes valuable when it is put into practice, when the mental advice is implemented accordingly. Yet the light being's efforts are often in vain with many people because they only aspire to purely earthly things and have no interest in spiritual work or spiritual knowledge. In the case the beings of light are grateful for every support by way of a human mouth. For the beings of light can neither visibly appear nor introduce people to the right knowledge against their will, but it is always the person's own will which allows or rejects the light being's work on him. And the beings of light are subject to laws, because the human being's free will has to remain unaffected as not to make it impossible for the person to attain perfection. For this reason, the right knowledge can only be made accessible to people once they employ their own will, by willingly accepting the influence of the being which, as a representative of light, makes the knowledge available to them. Only then will the light beings surrounding a person be able to do their work, they will be able to instruct him mentally and provide him with information about every question that moves him. Then he will always be spiritually guided and looked after, and his thoughts will be led onto the right path, for the beings of light have much strength and authority at their disposal, providing the human beings will does not resist their influence. Amen.